News release. Ontario Salt Pollution Coalition. As the dust settles from the provincial election, Muskoka is wasting no time when it comes to tackling road salt impacts. On Monday, Muskoka became the first Ontario jurisdiction to pass a resolution declaring the need for provincial action on salt pollution from road salt. The District of Muskoka Council passed a resolution which asks the province to both advance limited liability for the snow and ice management sector and to create a stakeholder advisory committee to advise the province on managing salt pollution in Ontario's lakes and rivers. The resolution was initiated and moved by Muskoka District Chair Jeff Lehman, who issued the following statement. The district is pleased to work with local cottage associations, the landscaping industry, and environmental groups to help mitigate the impacts of salt and ensure the right amount is used in the right way in the right places. Building on previous district work and commitments, we look forward to continuing to improve lake health and provide leadership in reducing the environmental impact of road salt in Muskoka. Groups across Ontario are coming together with clarity to make sure the impacts of winter road salt are on the provincial agenda of Ontario's newly re-elected government. Ontario is Canada's number one user of winter salt, applying approximately 2 million to 3 million tons of salt each winter. Road salt is a known toxic substance designated under the Canadian Environmental Protection Act because of tangible threats including serious, irreversible environmental and public health damages. Other impacts to drinking water sources, critical public infrastructure, roads, bridges, buildings, and private property are also important concerns. Currently, there are no provincial policies or regulations for road salts, including no salt use standards, required training, enforcement mechanisms, or protections against salt pollution. This policy void has created liability issues for snow and ice management contractors and has left municipalities out in the cold to deal with salt pollution issues locally. People across Ontario are coming together to work together toward provincial action on salt pollution, which protects water-based ecosystems and drinking water sources. Joe Salemi, Executive Director of Landscape Ontario, says, Landscape Ontario has been urging the provincial government to make legislative changes to alleviate the disproportionate liabilities currently shouldered by Ontario's snow and ice contractors. We are also developing training and accreditation programs to establish a standard of professionalism for everyone working in this critical sector. Once a legislated mechanism is in place that more equitably addresses liabilities, snow and ice management professionals will be free from fear of litigation and therefore will be able to use the right amount of road salt with appropriate application rates. To the benefit of the environment, this legislative change is estimated to reduce the amount of road salt used every winter by nearly 30%. Municipalities, conservation authorities, non-governmental organizations, and businesses alike have been warning about the growing impact of salt pollution and oversalting for decades, to no avail. Now, they're banding together to ensure this issue gets the attention and action it needs. The Ontario Salt Pollution Coalition is leading this initiative to pass resolutions of support for provincial action on salt pollution to get the provincial government to take this issue and need action seriously. They say Ontario will soon see many more jurisdictions passing these resolutions. Donnie Lindemood, campaigns director at Water Watchers and lead organizer of the Ontario Salt Pollution Coalition, shared, municipal leaders see this issue as a no-brainer to support because they've been dealing with the impacts for decades. We have strong support in critical jurisdictions like Waterloo and Hamilton, where the resolution is making its way through the municipal review process and will soon be before councils for support. We have meetings in Toronto and many other cities with committees and conservation authorities who are keen to learn how they can support our work. We are optimistic other municipalities, conservation authority boards, and businesses will join us in ensuring this issue is taken on by the province by passing their own resolutions. I'm headed to the Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority at the end of March, and I'm already in discussions with Barry and Georgina, on Lake Simcoe, says Claire Malcolmson, Executive Director of the Rescue Lake Simcoe Coalition. Lake Simcoe is the poster child for what you don't want to happen. The entire lake is projected to be at the chronic salt pollution level within a generation, in 33 years. Councils with waterfront should be shouting from the rooftops for provincial action on this issue. A draft resolution can be seen here. The Ontario Salt Pollution Coalition invites anyone invested in mitigating the impacts of salt pollution to consider passing this resolution of support for provincial action on winter salt pollution. Other cities considering resolutions include Waterloo, Hamilton, and Durham, with high hopes for Toronto, Ottawa, and Sudbury to follow soon. Salt pollution needs a provincial-level solution to make meaningful, long-term strides to reduce water, land, and human health impacts. Individuals can help elevate this issue by going to www.saltcoalition.ca and submitting a comment to Ontario officials that we need urgent action on this issue. Businesses can support the campaign goals, too, by signing a letter to the province here.